FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Etekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association has welcomed the municipality's plan to provide debt relief to customers facing mounting water bills. The city's announced a 50% write-off on customer arrears accumulated by the end of January. The special debt relief program, approved at yesterday's council meeting, will run until the end of June. The city says the move will help reduce water debt, which now sits at 14.7 billion rand. It's largely due to underground leaks and short-term insurance payments. The association's Ish Pralad says a lasting solution to the water crisis is still needed.
Municipality have got so much of revenue that's coming in, and so much of revenue that's being spent unwisely in corruption. If they stop all that, they won't have a problem. They actually need to make sure that the money they are spending on contractors and plumbers, etc., that is being used wisely and not being overspent.
And KZN Education says it's saddened by the latest robbery at a rural school in Harwick and does not have immediate funds to replace what was taken. Laptops and IT equipment were stolen from the school this week. The tech was donated by government last month. It was in the hopes of eventually launching a coding and robotics lab there. KZN Education spokesperson Muzi Mathlambi says the rise in robberies at schools in the province has made it difficult to introduce new subjects to pupils in rural areas. He's made a plea to communities not to buy stolen equipment.
But if they see such things, they must report them to the police, because instead of topping up, we have to start afresh now when we have any few rands and cents in terms of these gadgets.
To the Free State, the Bloemfontein High Court has granted the National Prosecuting Authority's asset forfeiture unit a preservation order. It's so they can attach properties valued at 32 million rand, allegedly obtained through corruption, linked to the Free State asbestos eradication project. These assets belong to Selo Hadebe and other suspects who are the co-accused, alongside former Free State Premier Ace Magashule, in the multi-million rand corruption case. And abroad, Malaysia's premier says he's discussed the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's days after the UN's aviation agency blamed the 2014 tragedy on Moscow. 11 years ago, a Boeing 777 was shot down by a Russian-made missile over war-torn Ukraine, killing almost 300 people on board. Anwar says Putin told him today that Moscow was ready to assist in an investigation by any organization that it deemed independent. Your top story this hour, the Etekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association has welcomed the municipality's plan to provide debt relief to customers facing mounting water bills. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.